Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
One of the funniest ladies on the planet, Amy Schumer, has a new comedy called I Feel Pretty.
Yeah, she's a woman who struggles with feelings of, insecurity, low self-esteem. She sort of has a bit of a freak accident and bangs her head and wakes up and thinks she's a supermodel. It's all a change in attitude, and the comedy is decent. Not a strong film, but if you're an Amy Schumer fan, she fits the bill.
I've always wondered what it feels like to be just undeniably pretty.
Are you okay?
You hit your head pretty hard.
Things have really changed for me.
You just have all the confidence in the world.
Super Troopers in 2001 became a cult classic, and finally the sequel is out.
It's a bunch of misfits who are in the police business, and there's an international border dispute that arises between U.S. and Canada. You know, us terrible Canadians in the border, and the Super Trooper group are set to enforce the law in that disputed area, and the usual hijinks, and again, not a strong quality film, but for those fans who enjoy that humor, there we go.
It turns out the French-Canadian town
Saint-Georges-du-Laurent is actually on American soil.
You'll be phasing out a Canadian Mountie unit.
Frère Jacques, Grey Poupon, Marquis de Sade Tourette, Woo! Feather Duster, Croissant, Les Miserables, Fart Catcher, Luc Robert, I, D'Artagnan, Perrier, Friend Tarquin, Don Pinot, Buster, Parfait.
Eau de toilette!
Eau de doudadin!
All right, you got a premiere at the Movie Mill. It's a, we'll call it a history-based comedy drama called The Death of Stalin.
Yeah, and it's got a great cast, including Michael Palin, that you may remember from Monty Python days. Steve Buscemi portrays Nikita Khrushchev. The story revolves around 1953, and the dictator Joseph Stalin has dropped dead. The country is in chaos, and people are vying and politicking to see who will take over. Well, amidst the comedy and the hijinks, just who's actually running the country? Looks hilarious, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. This may be one of those little gems that we're looking for.
Stalin's dead.
He's dead.
Stalin is dead!
Oh my God.
The race has started. We need to start putting together a plan.
How can you run and plot at the same time?
Stalin will be loving this.
Don't worry. Nobody's gonna get killed. I promise you.
All right, and you've got a little something for the whole family in Sherlock Gnomes.
Yes, Romeo and Juliet was popular here a few years back, and well, they're back. It's an animated film, and garden gnomes are going missing all over London, and so they've got to call on the famed Sherlock Gnomes to solve the mystery. It certainly is for all ages.
And John Boyega, Scott Eastwood star in Pacific Rim Uprising.
Yeah, it was 5 years ago that Guillermo del Toro launched his gigantic robot monsters to save the world, and they're back to save it again because there's an even bigger threat this time around. It's like giant rock'em sock'em robots. The special effects are great. It's a fun film.
And I'm going to offer two thumbs up for I Can Only Imagine.
Yeah, what a powerful film. Still in the top 10 in the North American box office after a month. It is the true story of a very difficult time in a young man's life and how music basically transformed him and transformed the world. Like it's Mercy Me performed the song, and it's a worldwide hit, and the movie's just phenomenal. Dennis Quaid stars, and if you are human, you will be emotional in this film.
All right, you're off to Vegas next week. Is it CinemaCon?
It's CinemaCon, absolutely. We look forward to every year where they will pump us up with all kinds of excitement. They'll tell us that last year wasn't bad, and they'll tell us that this year will be better. They do that every year. I do have hope for this year. There is a strong slate, and we're certainly excited to report back, I guess, the week after.
All right, trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. Have a great time in Vegas.
Thanks much, and see you at the movies.